IELTS Reading Lesson 5, which paragraph contains. For this type of question, you'll see a list of statements, and your job is to find which paragraph contains the information in each statement. Which paragraph contains questions are difficult for three reasons, in my opinion. First, because the answers are not in order in the passage. So, of course, question 1 is not paragraph 1, question 2, paragraph 2, that would be too easy. The second difficulty is because the same paragraph may contain more than one answer. Notice that this is different from the paragraph headings questions. With paragraph headings, you have one heading for each paragraph. But here, you're not looking for the idea, the main idea of the whole paragraph for a heading. You're looking just for one detail, one specific piece of information inside a paragraph. So one paragraph may contain more than one piece of information from the statements. So that makes this type of question quite difficult. Another difficulty, some of the paragraphs may not contain any answers. You're not trying to match all of the paragraphs to headings this time, you're just looking for information. So some of the paragraphs may contain nothing and it might be a waste of time reading them. These three things make this type of question one of the most difficult in my opinion. But with some techniques, we can try to make this a bit easier. Here are the techniques that I recommend using. First, do which paragraph contains questions last. Do all other questions for that passage first. You will then be more familiar with the passage and you might get some of the answers from memory. This saves a lot of time and makes this type of question easier. Second technique, underline keywords in each statement before you search for any of the answers. Instead of just starting with question 1, statement 1, I would read through all of the statements, underlining the main words in each one first. Then finally, technique 3, start with the easiest statement. So imagine there are 5 questions, 5 statements. If statement number 2 contains some information that you remember reading about when you did the other questions, that would be the easiest one to start with. Start with that statement. Or the easiest statement might be one that contains easy keywords that you can scan for. If one of the statements, let's say statement number 4, contains the name of a city or a year, that might be easy information to scan for. Notice that I don't usually recommend scanning. Scanning is a technique that often causes problems because people miss the answers by scanning too quickly. However, for this difficult type of question, if you do see a statement that's got some very distinctive words, names or numbers, start with that and scan for it. You might get lucky and find something quickly. The best way to see how these techniques work is by using an example test. If you haven't done so already, print the worksheet attached next to this video and follow it as I teach the rest of this lesson. So the first thing we do when we have an IELTS reading test is read the title of the passage. In this case, the title is Food Preservation, and that just gives us a basic idea of the topic. Next, don't read the whole passage, jump to the questions. Of course, this passage starts with which paragraph contains questions, but remember our techniques. Do which paragraph contains questions last. Do all other questions for that passage first. So, miss the which paragraph contains questions, and then you'll see a true, false, not given section. And we're going to do that section first because it will help us to become familiar with the passage, and then we'll return to the paragraph matching later. Here's a quick reminder of some techniques for true, false, not given questions. Start with the first question, underline keywords, read at normal speed from the start, find the keywords or similar words in the passage to get the answer. Let's do the true, false, not given section now, and it starts with question 6. Several methods are employed to prevent bacterial contamination of jam. I've underlined the keywords several methods, prevent bacterial contamination, and jam. and jam is probably the main easiest word to search for. We read at normal speed through paragraph A, but you won't find anything there. But when you get to paragraph B, you do find something about jam. So let's read from the start of this paragraph carefully. Often several food preservation methods are used, the same as employed, together. Preserving fruit by turning it into jam, for example, involves boiling to reduce the fruit's moisture and to kill bacteria, sugaring to prevent regrowth of bacteria, and sealing within an airtight jar to prevent recontamination. There's definitely more than one method for killing bacteria mentioned there, or preventing bacterial contamination. Boiling to kill the bacteria, sugaring to prevent regrowth. So the answer is true. Several methods are used to prevent bacterial contamination of jam. That's the first answer done. Let's move on to question 7. Drying was only used in places with sufficient sunlight. Drying only used in places sufficient sunlight. When we get onto paragraph C, we find drying is one of the oldest techniques. And later, still houses were built in areas that did not have enough sunlight for drying to take place. So this is already saying that areas with not enough sunlight, still houses were built for drying to take place. So it looks like it's false. But let's just read a bit more. A fire would be built inside the building to provide the heat to dry the various fruits, vegetables, and herbs. So the answer is false. Drying can be used in other places without sunlight because they use these still houses. That's the answer for number 7. Let's move on to number 8. Sugar was the most valued preservative in ancient times. I've underlined sugar, most valued preservative, ancient times. If we go to paragraph D, we see the earliest cultures also used sugar as a preservative. We have got some keywords there. We've got earliest cultures is like ancient times. We've got sugar and we've got preservative. But we don't have any information about sugar being the most valued preservative. There's no information about that, so we have to put the answer not given. Last question, number 9. The Romans imported salted meat because of its high quality. Romans imported salted meat, high quality. If we go to carry on reading and we get to paragraph E, for example, the Gauls exported salt pork each year to Rome in large quantities, where it was sold in different cuts and used to feed Roman armies. We have got some of the keywords. We've got the Gauls exported salt pork each year to Rome. So if the Gauls exported salt pork to Rome, that means the Romans did import salted meat, salt pork. But is there any information about the high quality? The answer is no. Again, we don't know whether it's because of high quality or for other reasons. We have to put not given. Now that we've done those true, false, not given questions, let's quickly check our techniques before we carry on. The first technique we've just done, do which paragraph contains questions last? Well, we've done that because we've just done the true, false, not given questions. And the advantage of that is that now we are familiar with paragraphs B, C, D, and E because we got the answers for the true, false, not given section from those four paragraphs. Now we can start the which paragraph contains questions, and our next technique is underline keywords in each statement. So here are the which paragraph contains statements. 5 questions. Number 1, a technique that was originally used to preserve wines. 2, examples of foods whose appeal derives from how they are preserved. 3, spoiled food continues to cause illness. 4, preserved food eaten by soldiers. And 5, an example of different preservation techniques working together. Now that we've underlined the keywords in all 5 question statements, we can move on to technique number 3, then start with the easiest statement. And remember, the easiest statement will be the one that contains information that you remember reading about. Did you remember reading about any of those keywords that we saw in our list of statements? Well, let's check. Here are the statements again with keywords underlined. Do you remember any of those words from what we read in paragraphs B, C, D, and E? Well, when I did this exercise, I remembered two of these. I can get two of these answers from memory. The first one that I remember is number 4, preserved food eaten by soldiers. That was in paragraph E. It was the Roman armies eating preserved food. Can you remember what preserved food it was? It was the salted meat. The salt pork was fed to Roman armies. I got that one from memory. I quickly checked that it was definitely paragraph E, and I was right. The other one that I got from memory was number 5, an example of different preservation techniques working together. Hopefully that one was easy for you too, because we did that in paragraph B about the jam, the methods for jam preservation. Remember, the sugaring, the boiling, sealing in a jar were ways to stop bacterial contamination. So we should have remembered that one. If you did, well done. If you got those two answers from memory, that's a great start. We've only got 3 questions left. But if we don't remember any more, we have to go to a different technique. We've tried the information that we remember reading about, and now we've got one more possible technique to use. Easy keywords that you can scan for. Are there any very distinctive words in questions 1, 2, or 3 that we can quickly scan for? Let's have a look. I've chosen to scan for the word wines. I think wine, you can't use a synonym for that word. If the paragraph contains anything about wine, we've got the answer. And the other thing is, I don't remember reading anything about wine up to now in the paragraphs that we've done. So B, C, D, and E, I don't think contained anything about wine. So it's really only in paragraphs A, F, or G that we need to scan for this word. And if you have a look at those 3 paragraphs, you'll find that wine is mentioned in paragraph F, and that's the answer. Scanning worked to help us to get the answer to question 1. Let's try it again. The next one I would scan for is number 3, spoiled food and illness. I think those should be easy to look for. And if you scan again paragraphs, the ones that we haven't really read, A, F, and G, looking at paragraph G, you should find the answer. Food poisoning is the illness, and spoiling is mentioned in that paragraph. Scanning probably can get you the answer to number 3 as well. That just leaves us with question 2, examples of foods whose appeal derives from how they are preserved. I would consider this to be a difficult one, so I would leave it until last. Maybe you could scan for examples of foods, maybe a list of different foods might get you the answer, but it's not an easy one. In fact, it's in a paragraph that we've already read. It's in paragraph B. Let's look at this. Some methods drastically altered the character of the food being preserved. In many cases, these changes have come to be seen as desirable qualities. Cheese, yogurt, and pickled onions being common examples. So examples of foods, we've got cheese, yogurt, and pickled onions being common examples. As I said, maybe if you scanned for a list of foods, you might have found that. And then other keywords in this answer. Appeal is seen as desirable. That's quite tricky vocabulary. If you didn't know those words, it would be difficult to be sure about the answer. The appeal of something means why it's attractive, and desirable means something similar, attractive qualities. Another keyword or keywords in there, how they are preserved. Methods drastically altered the character of the food being preserved. This is saying that these foods are changed by the way they're preserved, but this has become an attractive quality. I think, again, that was the most difficult question in there. Leave it till last. Don't worry if you don't get that one right. Some of these questions have to be for band 8 and band 9, remember. As long as you've got the easy ones done first, you're giving yourself the best opportunity to get a good score. That brings us to the end of the which paragraph contains section. We've got all five answers there, and notice that we've answered with paragraph B for two of the questions. That's normal and allowed in this type of question section. For paragraph headings, you wouldn't use the same heading more than once, but for which paragraph contains, you can. Notice also that we haven't used paragraphs A, C, or D for any of the answers. That's also another feature of this type of question, that you might not use all of the paragraphs shown in the text. If you were in an exam, that would be the end. You've finished the section, you've got all the answers. However, if you're practicing at home, I always recommend that there's one more thing you can do, and that's to check the keywords by making yourself a keyword table. The reason we do this is just to focus on the vocabulary. IELTS reading is really a vocabulary test, and it's always a good idea to keep a record of the good words and phrases that help you to get the answers. So in the left column, I put keywords in the statements, the questions, and in the right column, similar words in the paragraphs that got us the answers. Go to the worksheet and you'll see the full keyword table that I've done. That's the end of this lesson, but remember, techniques. One, do which paragraph contains questions last. Two, underline keywords in each statement. And three, then start with the easiest statement. I hope these techniques made sense when you watched this video. If anything was a bit too fast, watch the video again, study the worksheet again, and hopefully you'll see that these techniques do help you with this difficult type of question. In the next lesson, we'll look at multiple choice questions.